grace and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we listen to the gospel today, we learned of an ambush of the Jews by Pilate's chosen group, and they were massacred. And then a question arose about a tower in Siloam that unexpectedly fell. And in so doing, it killed 18 people in this accident. So with that news, the disciples decided to pursue some understanding of what happened. Why did this happen? So it kind of went like this. So Jesus, we were kind of wondering, kind of thinking about what did these people do, or why were these people sacrificed? Was this a retribution of any form? Oh, I tell you, this was like what we go through. You remember Katrina in New Orleans? Yeah, they got what they deserved, that nasty city. And yeah, California, yeah, they're getting it. They're anti-Jesus. They're bad people. So they're suffering. And airplanes are crashing, and there's floods in Kentucky, and people are dying from this. And oh, yes, there's fires in California. Oh, and there's fires in New York. And Jesus looks at him and says, "Hold it. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?" Well, Jesus, nothing. We were just kind of wondering. You know, that's that fallback position we all take whenever we say something that triggers a negative reaction, is we say, "Oh, I was just kind of asking. It was a question more so than anything else." It was a question. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a question. It came from deep inside people, because we want to figure out a way to say they're being treated this way because they have it coming, and that's kind of my idea. And Jesus saying, "Wait a minute, you're talking about something that's theoretical. Let me tell you about something that's actual. Nothing happened to those people that isn't going to happen to you, the unbeliever, the people who turn their back on Christ and walk away. They too will be burned, crash, drowned, whatever the sin may call for. So don't go trying to figure out what somebody else did wrong." Well, that kind of put an end to that conversation. We love to talk about other people, but we don't like to consider ourselves. We have this natural ability, which we all have, is we can pretty well overlook any fault we have. That's not difficult. We have a wonderful way of figuring out why it is someone else's problem or a thing that they have done that deserves this outcome. Well, you know, we read something. We just read it this morning. In fact, let me reread it for you here. It's in your confession and absolution. This is what you just said. This is what you just asked God together. You said that you confess your sins against Him, and you confess that you've sinned against others, that you've hurt them. Yes, you've hurt them. Oh, and you failed to help. You admitted you failed to help. And even your thoughts and desires have been soiled by sin. And then you say that you acknowledge the fact that for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The way of the wicked will perish. Your very words. This whole discussion that we're having today, and of course you won't hear this discussion in most churches, because this is what we believe. We confess our sins. We come as humble servants of our Lord. And this is about you, each of you. Now you go, well, now wait a minute, come on, Pastor, you're up there, you don't know. No, I know. It's about you. Now, do you honestly think when you go to heaven, you stand before our Lord and God, and He's going to ask you questions about other people? Or what did you think about this incident? That isn't going to happen. He's going to only ask you about what you have done. And here's what He's going to ask you. He's going to say, you know, I blessed you. I've given you wonderful gifts. I've nurtured you. I've helped you. I've grown you. What have you done with what I have given you? Oh, what have I done? That's the question. And that's where we get to the third and final part of the gospel reading about the fig tree. And what did this fig tree do? Nothing. It sat there for 3 years, and finally the fellow who owned the garden came to the gardener and said, cut that down, burn it. And what did the gardener say? No, give me one more shot. It's done terrible for 3 years, and I'm going to put nutrients around it. I'm going to make sure it's watered. It's going to get lots of sunshine. And if it produces figs, then let's keep it. If it doesn't, let's chop it down and burn it. So that's the question. That's the question for each of us, all of us here, is what have we done? What have you done with the blessings that have been given to you? Do we just simply get up, walk out those doors, get in our car, go home, and life goes on as normal? Or do you just once think, what more could I have done? What could I have done? It's hard to consider all the great things that have happened for you to your benefit. And it takes time to sit and talk about these blessings. If you look at this parable of the fig tree and think about it, will that tree produce fruit or not? And isn't that the question of Jesus to you? Isn't that what he's asking you right now? What are you going to produce? Are we going to live the life that Christ has asked us to live? Or have we wasted his efforts on us? Is this just been a waste of time? Is his effort so wasted? Has he not chosen the outcome for those who do not perform? Will we not be cut down? Yes, you will. Now, here's the irony. Here's the great thing about this story. Nobody in this room knows how this story ended. It just ends. And maybe that's the meaning of this whole message. How do you want it to end? And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.